Good to see you back. Hey guys, it's Blake, the CCP from rural Montana here with some more drug profiles. This time we are doing RSI drugs. Hang with me, it'll be fun, I promise. Okay, we will start with Etomidate, aka Amidate. You've got a patient who needs a tube but isn't volunteering to hold still. This fool just keeps flopping around like a fish out of water. Seriously? Etomidate, 0.3 milligrams per kilogram IV, is the hypnotic you reach for. Rapid onset, short duration, and minimal effect on blood pressure. Mechanism? It pokes at GABA receptors to turn down brain activity. Translation? Lights out, fast. Downside? Zero pain relief. So if you don't pair it with an analgesic, your patient just got paralyzed while fully aware. And that's how you create new nightmares for everyone. OR, a new enemy who will be very motivated to find you. We discussed this wonder drug in analgesics profile, but it goes great with RSI as well. Ketamine, aka Ketalar, the wild card. For RSI, 1 to 2 milligrams per kilogram IV puts patients on a rocket ship to dissociation. Blocks NMDA receptors, disconnecting pain and consciousness. Great if you want airway control with bronchodilation as a bonus. Side effects: hallucinations, salivation, hypertension, because nothing says secure airway like your patient tripping balls while you're tubing them. Still, in trauma patients with borderline BP, ketamine is the MVP. The one that has a lot of issues but is still used is succinylcholine, aka anectine. Okay, so it is time to paralyze, huh? Succinylcholine is the depolarizing neuromuscular blocker, 1 to 1.5 milligrams per kilogram IV. Works in under a minute, lasts about 5 to 10 minutes. Mechanism? Floods the neuromuscular junction with acetylcholine lookalikes, causing one big fasciculation wave before everything goes quiet. It's like hitting the off switch. Downside? It's full of contraindications. Burns, crush injuries, renal failure, neuromuscular diseases. Why? Because it can spike potassium and drop your patient into VFib faster than you can say oops. The better option for humane paralyzing. Rocuronium, aka Zemuron. If sucks is off the table, Rocuronium steps in. Dose is 0.6 to 1.2 milligrams per kilogram IV. Non-depolarizing neuromuscular blocker. It sits on the acetylcholine receptor like a bouncer, blocking entry. Onset is slower than sucks, and duration is longer, up to an hour. Great for keeping the tube in place during transport, but not so fun when you miss the tube and your patient is still paralyzed, staring at you like, this was a mistake. Okay, so you want something similar to rock? I give you Vecuronium, aka Norcuron, rock's quieter cousin. Dose is 0.1, 0.2 milligrams per kilogram IV. Also a non-depolarizing blocker. Same mechanism. Slower onset, long duration. Perfect for maintaining paralysis during transport if you want your intubated patient to stay compliant. Downside? When you give it, you're signing up for an hour-long commitment. Forget the sedate. And congratulations, you've just made a conscious, paralyzed hostage in your ambulance. All right, let's wrap up this little box of horrors. So, here's the airway toolbox rundown. Etomidate, rapid knockout, BP-friendly, but no pain relief. Ketamine, dissociation station, good for trauma and bronchospasm, but expect hallucinations. Succinylcholine, fast, short paralysis, but contraindications galore. Yikes. Rocuronium, reliable non-depolarizer, lasts longer, but misses hurt worse. Vecuronium, slow burn, long control, not for quick tubes, but great for maintenance. Moral of the story? RSI drugs make you look like a wizard when used right, but forget to sedate or misdose, and you've just invented a conscious meat statue. Always follow the golden rule. Paralyze and sedate, because no one wants to be the awake, paralyzed patient who remembers everything. Remember, you are not only representing EMS, you are also given the opportunity to leave a lasting impression on someone's view of kindness, compassion, and care. Don't squander it.